Svalbard Archipelago in Norway is a rugged, frozen landscape near the Arctic Circle that's home to polar bears, reindeer, and walrus. As Living on Earth's explorer in residence Mark Seth Lender explains, he recently had an up-close, maybe too close for comfort encounter with a 3,000-pound walrus.
A finger of glacial till points into the fjord, on Svalbard at Pulipinten Point, where the walrus haul out. The place is low, but the slope is steep for a walrus, and once the effort is made, the herd prefers to stay there. Do not disturb. That is all they want. They drowse and stretch. A flipper like an open hand reaches into the air as if making shadows on a non-existent wall, scratches the chin, the cheek, then lets the hand fall. The walruses and their tans and browns all blending into the land where they recline. Out in the frigid water, a walrus head appears, Toothwalker, his walking teeth strong where they show above the water and lined along the length of them with crevices and ivory bright. His wrinkled skin, like a parchment map of all the places he has been, shows his age, and the bulk of him a measure of his station. He paddles unconcerned towards Pulipinten, runs aground, rests, then continues laboring up the slope under the load of his greatness. From the midst of the herd, another walrus raises his head in greeting, the meeting of their eyes a nod of recognition, and the small waves break against Toothwalker's chest, all as it should be, and then Toothwalker sees me. What? What? He leans. He looks. The eye that was soft and dark grows wide, then soft, not sure of what he's seen, and then, on the double take, wide again, and turns back, and out he goes, and his breath blows. He finds his draft and swims, shumph, sharumph, towards me. Humph, harumph, at speed, on short strokes, below the surface that cannot be seen, and grounds, fumph, close, and comes closer, fumph, harumph, and stops and lifts and shows his tusks. He looks both sides, from his left to his right, and lowers his head, but changes his mind, up, the ring around the white of his eyes, blood red, and subsides and turns away. Toothwalker swims, returning as he came through the sea, then pulls and tugs and lugs himself out, rejoining the herd. They raise their tusks to him, and he greets them one by one. But again and again, his gaze returns to let me know he has not forgotten exactly where I am. Having seen Toothwalker and his walking teeth up close, he has nothing to worry about, not from me.
Mark Seth Lender is Living on Earth's explorer in residence, and there's more on our website, loe.org.